Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
FedEx driver returns to heartbroken stranger's door to pray with her. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. As FedEx employee Amanda Riggin went about making her deliveries, she felt God tugging on her heart. And obeying his call led to an incredible moment where the FedEx driver prayed with the lady who really needed to feel the love of Christ. God is always looking for ways to use us to do his work. We just need to be willing to answer his call. And that's why FedEx driver Amanda Riggin shared her story on social media. Amanda Riggin has a servant's heart. In her spare time, she honors first responders and veterans by surprising them with her home-cooked barbecue. But even when she's on the clock working for FedEx, Amanda looks for ways to help others. And one day, God blessed Amanda with the opportunity to be the hands and feet of Jesus to a family facing a huge battle. When Amanda stopped to deliver two packages at a house on her route, the lady who lived there happened to be out checking the mailbox. So she and Amanda struck up a conversation as Amanda walked the packages to the front door. Christmas and New Year's had recently passed, and Amanda asked if the woman had enjoyed the holidays. The woman, whose heart was aching, bravely chose to share the truth. I was like, "How was your holiday?" And with tears in her eyes, she said it wasn't good. Amanda recalled in a video she posted to Facebook. She said, "He's sick. My husband's sick. He has cancer." The news hit Amanda hard, and she didn't know how to respond at first, other than to politely change the subject. But as she pulled away from the lady's house, Amanda couldn't get the woman's heartache out of her mind. "My heart's pounding. I do probably 20 more stops, and I have to go back," Amanda said. Turning around meant losing valuable time from her already tight schedule. But Amanda recognized this disruption as coming from God. And doing his work was her first priority. "I stopped what I was doing. I went back to that neighborhood and rang her doorbell," Amanda exclaimed. She came down the stairs. She had tears in her eyes when she saw it was me. She smiled and I said, "Ma'am, can I pray with you?" And she just broke down. She came out on the front porch and squeezed me so tight. When this FedEx driver prayed with the grieving woman, it was just the compassion the lady needed. And Amanda didn't share the inspirational story to toot her own horn. She shared it to challenge us all. I pray every day for the Lord to use me. But when he's trying to use you or when you feel that call and that tug on your heartstrings, do you move your feet? Do you move? Our lives are so busy and filled with distraction. We get so focused on our own plans that it's easy to shrug off God's call when it comes in. Amanda could have argued she didn't have time to turn around, but she'd have missed out on an incredible moment. And this amazing young woman doesn't want you to miss out on what God has in store for you. If you're praying for the Lord to help and to use you in people's situations, when he is giving you a chance, do it, Amanda urges. Be sure you know what you're praying for when you're praying. I don't know about you, but hearing this powerful message from such a faithful servant gives me so much hope. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Colossians 3:23.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.